expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today I have a guest, a good friend for 45 years plus, Dean McGriff. And the podcasts will be on 1360khnc.com to the podcast section, not to the olive tree, for the Sunday programs, but for the Present Truth for the weekday programs. So, Dean, glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here too, Rick. Let me just give you a real quick rundown of my background. I became a Christian when I was 11. My sister came to me and said, "Hey, okay, you know what? This is the most exciting time in the world to be alive. Jesus is coming back." And how do we know that? Because Israel's a nation. Well, I got so excited, and I'll tell you what, I've been excited ever since. But one of the things that has kind of confused me is, why isn't everybody else excited about the return of Jesus Christ in our lifetimes, perhaps? So, I spent my life doing some mission work. I did work in international business, finance, and so forth. But I had a podcast of my own and a website from about 1994 to 2014. And then I kind of hung it up because I was tired of preaching to the choir. Choir didn't seem to be very interested. And, you know, you go to churches today and you discover that 9 out of 10 of them don't ever mention a word about end times prophecy. Maybe too controversial, maybe it'll drive people away, who knows. But they just don't hardly talk about it. And if they do, there might be pre-trib raptures, and I'm going to talk about that, I don't really care. But if they do, then, you know, people kind of go, ho-hum, well, if we're not going to be here, why do I care? And, you know, so then you go on, and now some people say that a half, at least, perhaps a half or a third of the Bible is end times prophecy. And if that's the case, it seems to me we're ignoring it, and we're ignoring it at our own peril. Now, I have a bachelor's in history, and one of the things that always interested me in history was the fact that as you go through, and that was ancient. I had took a lot of ancient history. I was a reader for the professor. And as you go through history, you know, just about every generation has had named the Antichrist. Well, it's Nero. No, it's Caligula. No, it's Charlemagne. Then it's Napoleon and Hitler and Stalin and, the R-Files, Ronald Reagan. Everybody from the, you know, Trump to you name it, almost everybody, you know, gets their shot at being accused of being the Antichrist. Well, you know, that's one of the problems with prophecy in general, is that it's only good in the context in which we can understand it. And in the last chapter of Daniel, it has a really, really interesting verse. Here's Daniel, and he's all confused, and his mind's blowing, and the Lord's been opening up all this prophetic truth to Daniel, and basically the angel of the Lord says, "Daniel, just relax. You know, things are going to happen, but until you have a need to know, there's no reason to tell you. So, I mean, what good does it do to sit down in the year 1250 AD and sit there and argue about who's the Antichrist or when he's going to come back? Because it's just not the time. I was in the Army intelligence, so that's where I get my need to know stuff. But it's really true. Our Bible and all the things in it, most of the prophetic people going back were 19th century brethren. They were brilliant. You had, you know, others coming up in the modern time, but they're really interpreting the world in terms of good guys, bad guys, communists, you know, democracy people in the United States. And so we just keep getting it wrong. We get it wrong and we speculate and we base our prophecy on the newspaper. You know, we read the newspaper and that becomes the prophecy of the day. So when we look at this whole situation, I know all of us have to say there's no doubt we're in a transition period right now. And I would say if we aren't in what the scripture refers to, the birth pangs of the Messiah, I don't know what is, because, you know, here we have all of these, the news is terrible, right? And we're sitting here looking at America is no longer great, it's terrible, it's responsible for all the evil in the world. We're racist, we're terrible people, we're capitalists, and we've suppressed the whole world, and everything is upside down, our society, our kids, our schools, our economy. You can't name a single part of our society today that is halfway normal according to what we considered normal just 20 or 30 years ago. You know, everything is abnormal.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. My guest, Dean McGriff, podcast, 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
The Tree Farm's biggest sale of the year is the 50-cent tree sale going on now. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 8 to 10-foot sugar maple tree for $4.99.50 and get a second tree for only 50 cents. That's two big trees for only $500.
You come see. You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Okay, we're back. We'll continue with my guest, Dean McGriff, podcasts, 1360 KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Dean, please continue.
Okay, let me just start out by reading a couple of scriptures. One is sort of at the macro level, Matthew 24:7. It says, "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." And actually it says ethnos against ethnos, ethnic group against ethnic group. "And there will be famines and earthquakes in various places." So we're seeing that, pestilence, the whole bit. And then in 2 Timothy 3:1-5, it says, "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty," to say the least, right? "For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, and loving good, not loving good, sorry, treacherous, restless, swollen with conceit," and so forth. You can read the rest. Not a very good picture of where we are in these days. Now, when it comes to the end times, why are people turned off? Well, first of all, they're turned off probably because they're afraid. They're afraid of this thing called the tribulation. And I don't look at it as something to be afraid of. I look at this, if you look at, it says the testimony of Jesus, it's really the testimony of Jesus as expressed through Christ, his church, and his people, the Jewish people left on the earth. But we get this idea that it's really going to be bad. And you know what? It is. A matter of fact, it says, "This will be the greatest tribulation the world has ever seen from any time in the world until now." So I guess what you have to do is you do what I did when I lived in Spain. People are driving like nuts around the freeways, and you just basically have to kiss your car goodbye, because if you give an inch, they'll take a mile, and it's not a real good outcome. So in a sense, I've kissed myself goodbye. I'm going to spend eternity with Jesus in heaven throughout all eternity, and that I have to look for. And this present life really doesn't mean much. Some people, I believe, they called this the dress rehearsal for eternity. So, you know, you don't sweat the dress rehearsal. When somebody says on your way out, "Break a leg," don't worry about it, because it doesn't matter anymore. But when we look at this, we look at the things that could happen, and we also have to consider, when the Bible says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So we have to take this really pretty seriously. We have to consider what we do with our lives. We have to consider whether we understand prophecy. Now, one of the things I've learned through my almost 70 years of being a Christian is that, you know, a lot of the teaching that we have on prophecy is really outdated. And it's also, you have to, every individual has to go to the Word and say, "Lord, show me what this means. You're reading about the end times, but don't take the commentator's word. Take the Holy Spirit's word as he talks to you." Everything, including if you're a Christian, your salvation has come from revelation. That revelation comes from God. And that is something that's spiritual, and it happens inside you. So it's not something that you can grasp completely with your mind. It'll blow your mind. But you can, if you prayerfully go and say, "Lord, show me what this means." And be very careful that you're not basing what you think today on what some wonderful Bible teacher maybe said 100 years ago, or 50 years ago, or 20 years ago. Because you can only evaluate prophecy at the time that is written. And by the way, that verse I quoted a little bit earlier in Daniel, it says, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal them," and conceal them, in another translation it says, "until the time of the end." many shall run true and fro, and knowledge will increase. Well, as we approach synchronicity and everything in AI, we see knowledge increasing, but this is the Word of God, and this is His Word to us. And this will be revealed to us as we have a need to know. Once we have a need to know, let me tell you, He will reveal it to you if you ask Him. And what you need is personal revelation. You don't just sit there and read a book. You get into the Word yourself and you say, Lord, speak to me and tell me what this means for my personal situation. What should I be doing? What should I be planning on? Where should I live? How should I react with my children, my grandchildren, my neighbors, my friends? And you need to embrace the idea that we're in the last days. And you know what? It's the best way to share the gospel with somebody. Do you know that we're in the last days? You ask somebody and they'll say, yeah, I sure do. It seems that way all around. I remember back when I was a college student, I was on the faculty at UC Davis, and we'd sit around the professors and they'd say, yeah, it seems like we're in the last days. My goodness, this whole thing is going to end. Professors don't talk about things like that nowadays, but they did back then. And so we have to be very, very, very wise, very astute, and we have to seek out people that can enlighten us, that can help, but you still have to have that word personally to you. And that comes from the Lord, and that comes from revelation. Now, why else don't they like it? They don't like it because I even have people very close to me that they just don't want to hear it. It's just too negative. It's not negative. Come on. We're looking at the return of Jesus. We might even be here to see Him return if we make it that long. And if we don't make it that long, we'll still make it. So, it's not something to be afraid of or terrified about. Yes, it is going to maybe require sacrifice, and we'll see people around us paying ultimate prices, but it's not anything compared to the joy set before us. You got to keep that front and center above all else, because He's coming back, He's bringing His kingdom, and He's going to set things right. So, no need to be bummed out when you talk about something as important as this. It, to me, is the most important thing that we can focus on as last days Christians, on the last days. Why not? Why not? And you'll find that your neighbors and your friends and people are going to want to join you in this conversation. Well, let's go on. A couple of other things I wanted to bring out here. We know that the whole world lies in the evil one. We're not expecting answers. That's why, to me, an election or something like that is entertaining, but it isn't going to change the course of events. You know what? You can't change the course of events. These events are going to occur whether we like it or not, and especially the end times events. There are so many things that are very, very specific about what will happen. And one of the things is the 70th week of Daniel starts with a treaty referred to as the Treaty of Hell and Death, which is in Daniel 9:27. And a country forms a defense treaty with Israel. And when that happens, it says in there, the Antichrist at the end breaks that treaty. And then we're really hard into the 70th week of Daniel, into the last 3.5 years. That hasn't happened yet, so I'm not terrified. If the treaty is signed, and by the way, there is only one nation that I think that Israel would trust halfway, and they don't trust very many. But it's the United States. We've been their only friend from the very beginning. So you want to keep the idea open. We don't know who the AC is. I mean, the Antichrist could be. He could be, Armenian, or he could be a Russian, he could be an American, he could be anything. We don't know, but we know that he will be there and he will be causing trouble for those of us. Now, you also look at the cancel culture, and people are going to Christians and they're saying, what do you, you know, you're a white supremacist? No, we're not white supremacists. I'm a member of the, you know, the God's Omnipotent Party. It's not the GOP. We expect to be there with Christ and ruling and reigning for 1,000 years. So we have to keep in mind that although the things in the world are important, you pray for your leaders, you do all that, but on the other hand, we don't and agonize over it because we know that he is in control of the whole scenario. He's in control of our life, and he's going to lead us accordingly. So it's a time where we let our faith lead us. We let the Lord lead us because he knows where we've been. He knows where we're going, and he knows where we're going to be spending eternity. So it's not something to be anxious about. And if you take anything away, I hope you take that away. I hope you take away the idea that you're a new generation and you need to get a fresh view for your generation as to how this whole end times thing is going to come down. There isn't any stopping it, so we're not going to fix our problems. We're not going to fix our borders or our schools or whatever. We might make temporary things. I'm not against that. I'm not against anything or saying we shouldn't take an interest in what's going on around us. But the main thing that is coming is a little bit of trouble. As a matter of fact, the worst trouble, the worst tribulation the world's ever seen, as defined by the Lord. So that could be really, really rough. You have to guard yourself and gird your loins up for that, because I don't want to kid anybody. It's not going to be a walk in the park. But giving testimony to the Lord is our job number one. And that means more than just sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with other people, but that means getting close to people, going outside the camp and meeting him and others outside the camp, and letting him form us into a community that can love one another and stand together and give our lives for one another. Rick and I have been in groups where we've actually experienced this in a marvelous way, in a fabulous way. It was a sweet foretaste of eternity, in my opinion. But, I mean, I was a Jesus freak. I was a part of that Jesus revolution, and so was Rick. We all were back in the 60s and 70s and that time frame. And it was really wonderful, but it became co-opted by the system, and pretty soon we were back in our pews being quiet and very respectful as the message was delivered and the singing group sang, and we all enjoyed the Lord without saying a word. So that's not where it's at, you guys. We need to get excited. We need to be alive. We need to share fresh experience, fresh revelation, and everything is fresh from the Lord, and be connected to one another like we've never been connected before. Not the time to be isolated, but the time to be knit together as our own little army of protection. We are protecting and covering one another, and we'll give our lives for one another. That's what the world will see. And that, just as in any time in history, when the church is as wealthy and fat and sassy, didn't do very well. When it was persecuted, it shined.
We're going to go to the next break. Thank you, Dean. And again, podcast 1360khnc.com, Present Truth section. I'm your guest. Dean is my guest, Dean McGriff. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be right back.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Now is the time to fight for your child's education. We are enrolling now at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken, a tuition-free middle school high school. We are focused on smart and kind students who are prepared for the real world and love this country. We stand for the pledge, we shake hands, we don't have cell phones during the day, and focus on pursuing an industry certification by graduation. We are proudly outperforming surrounding schools academically while raising up civic leaders. I believe in this generation, and we are prepared at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
You're listening to The Present Truth. My guest today is Dean McGriff. Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth program on 1360 KHNC, Radio AM, Johnstown, Colorado. Podcast, 1360KHNC.com. Okay, Dean, continue, please.
Okay, well, I just wanted to read a couple more pieces from the Word. In Matthew 24, it says, "Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place." That's out, guys. Luke 21, 25 to 26 says, "And there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity, because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear, and with the foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken." Now, this is hard to say, but I've been a good part, let's be honest, a good part of my life, my early Christian life especially, I was a phony. I was a faker. I acted like a Christian, and I thought I was overcoming, and believe me, I wasn't. And I know that, you know, and I know a lot of you are worried because you don't feel like maybe you're not good enough to get through this. Well, the Lord's got to help us. He's got to break some things along the way that are going to test us. But, you know, what he demands is this word that we've started to use a lot these days, and that's authenticity. Authenticity just means we're honest. We're honest with God. We're honest with our friends, our brothers and our sisters. And, you know, that's the way you keep a current, you know, living relationship going with Jesus. The next thing that we have to find out is that I'm telling you just from experience that you don't grow in Christ. You don't become an overcomer by sitting Sunday after Sunday. You've got to get out there and get some exercise, get your blood rolling and moving, and you have to start sharing with people and making relationships that will stick over time, over hard times and so forth. And you need to be bringing people into this family, and you need to be looking at, you know, what God is doing is he's creating a corporate body, a body that he calls the New Jerusalem. The foundations are the 12 tribes of Israel, and the doors are the 12 apostles. And so it's a people house. What God is doing is he's blending his life with our lives, and he's making a testimony to the world and saying, you know what? I created this thing, and I'm going to clean it up, but I'm also going to show you what people are like that will be real with me, and I'll be real with them. And that's what you want. That's what every one of us should desire. We should desire to know the Lord and to follow him day by day, to learn how to listen to his still small voice. And Rick and I were talking about some decisions in my life coming up, and I know what I should be doing, but sometimes I don't get the word right then. I don't get it when I want it, but eventually the Lord has been so faithful with me over the years to tell me which way to go, left or right, what to do. Should I enter this door? Shouldn't I? But God expects us to listen to him. We are his sheep, and the sheep understand and they hear the voice of the shepherd. And that is the special relationship. And, you know, I run into people all the time who think that they're Christians because they go to church. No, they're Christians because they have a communion with the shepherd, and they talk to him. They pour their heart out to him. They have a real relationship that is worth everything. So that's hard to explain, but it's not that hard to experience. What you need to do is just open up to the Lord and be honest with him, and he will be open to you, and he will meet you. Because this brings us to one other key point about the last days. It says that he will separate the sheep from the goats, the wheat from the tares. The phony people who say they're something and they're not, and the real ones who may not be so smart, so intelligent, so good-looking, so flashy, but they have a relationship with Jesus that surpasses anything, and they will give their lives to him and to the people that they're in fellowship with, because we are not in this alone. We're in this together. You need to find a body of believers that you can connect to and be connected with and be built up with them. We've experienced this. It's not happening in the context of an institution. It can, but it's not really, but it's much more real than that. It's when somebody calls you up and says, hey, I've got a problem. Can you come over and pray with me? Yeah, sure. That's exactly what we're talking about. Or can you come over and help me move some furniture? Yeah, that's fine. And that's how we get to know each other. But this Christian life is real. It is real. We experience it with the Lord. We experience it with one another. We need to pay attention to what he's telling us on a day-to-day basis. We need to study the Word. I'm connected with a wonderful person I've known for over 60 years, and she said, I started At your recommendation, I started reading the book of Revelation. Again, I read it for many years, and I thought I knew it, and I didn't know anything. She said, the Lord has talked to me and shown me things that I never thought I would ever see. And it's been such a joy to see that, because every time you pick up this thing we call the Bible, it's a living book and it talks to us. And you never know what you're going to see. But, you know, I've read some of these verses dozens of times. And then one time I'm reading it and the Lord says, you know what that means, Dean? Well, no, not really. I read it a lot of times. What does it mean? Well, it means this. Or it means that, and I think, oh wow, I never saw that before. And I'm like that. I'm amazed every day with the vivacity of the word and how real it can become. And so, if you go back and you start rereading these things that we consider prophetic scriptures, and say, Lord, what does this mean for today? Don't go out and read. I mean, Barnhouse and all these wonderful people in the time past, and Walvoord, and on, and they all had their opinions, but their opinions don't matter because that's over. We're in a new time.
And with that, we're going to take another break. Again, podcasts are on 1360khnc.com to the podcast section. The Present Truth and the other hosts that are on the podcast, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be right back.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. Amen. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're all a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1,
and welcome back. Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, here on 1360 AM Radio, 1360KHNC.com. And the programs are streamed daily, all day long, weekends. So, Dean, continue, please.
All right. Well, Rick and I were just talking about how powerful it is that we've known each other for so many years. I know people that I've been in fellowship with for over 60 years, the same people. We love the Lord. We love one another. We're not an aberration. There are people out there. There are people like us. And you have to go looking for them. And when you find them, hold on to them for dear life. And you'll never be bored. There'll never be a day that goes by that you aren't just thankful for the people that God has put into your life. And you know, the other thing is that we learned when we were raising children that their friends were more important than we as parents were after a certain period of time. And I'll tell you, as your friends and the people you hang with are going to determine what you think and what you do. So this is the most important decision we have to make. Getting connected with the right kind of people, the people that love Jesus, that want to be related to others, that will pray for you, that will stand with you, and so forth. This is the body of Christ. The body of Christ is living, and it's active, and it's something that we experience and grow to love and appreciate, and that is the testimony of Jesus. It's not a spiritual giant test, you know, who's a bigger spiritual giant, Rick or I? Well, Rick's bigger than I am, so I guess he wins there. So, but at any rate, it's a matter of being together with other saints, and that is what is going to get us through this hard time that we're coming into at the end. You know, it's who you're connected to and how they carry you through the rough times.
Yes, that was during recently lost his wife, and during that time, he had many people praying for him. He lives in California. We live here in Colorado, but we actually shared in his grief.
Amen.
It wasn't like, well, that's you and your life, and no, we knew his wife, and we truly, when one suffers, we all suffer.
Right.
That's the reality of Christians that really are in harmony with each other, that really love each other. When one rejoices, we all rejoice.
Right.
You know, we were you were suffering when you were suffering. We were suffering with you, but now we're rejoicing with you because your wife is with the Lord.
Yep, amen.
And God's purpose with you is continuing.
Right. Well, it's not over till it's over, everybody. And, you know, just remember, our purpose is not here on the earth other than to just point people to Jesus. We're to be his testimony on the earth. They look at us, they should see Jesus. They look at us, they should see some people that are really, truly different. And in what our desires are, what we're doing, how we're talking, what we're saying. It's not that you have to be square, not that you have to be dull, not that you have to be boring, because I've never had a boring moment with Rick. I don't think he's ever had a very boring moment with me. So we have a great time together. This is the most fun, enjoyable life. I wouldn't change it for anything.
Yeah. Our fellowship since the early 80s when we first met each other. We wouldn't see each other for 3-4 years,
yeah.
But once we would reconnect, just like running the three-legged race, I use that as an example.
Yeah.
We stayed right in step. We
Amen.
Kept our balance, you know, in the Lord, and we're able to, the fellowship only gets deeper.
That's right.
The riches and the experiences we have with the Lord are even richer, and Dean is just, in a sense, in his world, he's just beginning a new life. And not because his wife passed away, but because God has taken him another direction and has put some things in his hands, which are incredible. But until that last day that we leave this earth, till that day, we are always in, God always has something, that duties that we are to take care of. Your duties, you got some new duties here.
I do.
Prayer, and
Yeah.
You know, and with me, same.
Well, and the thing that we show, I hope we show to you, is that, you know, the body of Christ on the earth isn't an organization. It doesn't meet in a building necessarily. It's the people that belong to it. And we really, truly are connected to one another. Wherever I go, I have connections. Wherever Rick goes, he has connections. And we're connected to life, like-minded people. And we're all going in the same direction. And I hope that you all will make the choice to go that way with us, because this is the most exciting thing we've ever possibly could experience, is going through this together. And we are the bride of Christ. And so we have everything to look forward to.
Yeah. And Dean was passing through the state, and I thought, hey, we wanted him to stay to have dinner and visit. And I said, it'd be great if you have the time. Let's do a program. And he said, all right.
Amen.
And here we are. And this is what we do. You know, apart from the station, this is actually, with us visiting now, this is just what we do.
Exactly.
Just like we're visiting now on the air, that's how we visit when we're off air.
That is exactly right. Amen. So, thank you, brother.
We're going to be back. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, well, we never know which way the Holy Spirit is going to blow. The Lord says that in John chapter 3, verse 8, the wind blows where it wills. No one knows where it comes from. No one knows where it goes. And we just don't know when God is going to change things. Over the break, I told Dean, I said, hey, why don't you stay another day and do another program? And he said, I don't have any schedule, so I'm going to have Dean on again tomorrow. So I just thought I'd let you know, this is the way the Holy Spirit works. I just had a thought to ask. Yeah, I'm enjoying the visit on the air. Hope you are. I know you are. So he's agreed. He'll stay another day. And we'll visit again tomorrow. But before I forget, the podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. to the podcast section for all of the hosts that are on the podcast site, not just my program, but all the others also. Okay, Dean, I appreciate it. This kind of out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah, it sure is. It's been fun, really fun. Yep.
Well, I just thought to
look forward to another chance.
All right. One thing about the two of us is that one thing I on Sunday used a verse, deep calleth unto deep. The Christians that the devil would like to kill and get rid of are the elderly, because they have the wisdom. And the older Christians in Christ not only have wisdom, but they have the deep experiences of Jesus Christ. This is what makes us so valuable.
Okay? Yeah, amen. Yeah, I'm only 39 times 2 plus 2. So you can do the math.
Right. This makes us doubly valuable, right?
Yeah, right.
But the truth is that deep calleth unto deep, people that have gone to different atmospheres with Christ, see these people that are divers in the military. They go, I don't know what it is, maybe every 8 feet or 10 feet.
There's another atmosphere. Right.
And you can't continue to go to these atmospheres unless you have courage, unless you're dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we, in our lifetime, we've been. We've always gone to a deeper atmosphere. We're not content with where we've been. We want to go deeper.
Yep.
Even at our age.
Well, and even more so our age, you know. And this, as we get closer, it just gets more exciting. I mean, I feel like a teenager. I really do. I just get so excited when I'm talking about the Lord and the last days and what's coming. I can just say, hey, bring it on. I'm just privileged to be here, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah. And you know, we don't get to choose when we're born. We don't get to choose when we're going to die, like the birds and that tune, turn, turn, turn. There's a time to be born, a time to die, time for all things under heaven. Our time is still here.
Amen.
Our time is still to be in this present life, to present our experiences, the insight that we have into the Word of God, and whatever the Lord leads us to do. Dean was going a direction today, and it changed, went another direction, things that he didn't plan to even consider to talk about. And that's the way it is with our lives as Christians and the Holy Spirit in our lives,
mm-hmm.
the active presence of Christ with us. Well, okay, Dean, we'll continue tomorrow. Thank you. And we'll visit again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com, podcast sections. Visit tomorrow. See you then.
Hey, man, that was fun.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out size trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.